Hello and welcome to the Webcast Beacon Newscast podcast. Kind of, not really. This is mostly a test to see if this is going to work. Instead of just merely putting out a blog post with text and information on it, I've been trying to make a podcast out of it so people can either catch it in a feed or just, you know, press play on the website and not have to read it. Anyway, options. So for this particular test, I'm going to mention that Diana Nock, the woman who we had, whom I've had do the new Becky Beacon art for the Webcast Beacon website, has a Kickstarter running for her webcomic, The Intrepid Girlbot, for her first book, Volume 1. And, she's trying to get a minimum of 1,000 books printed and needs to cover the costs, of course, you know, as what Kickstarter is set up for. It'll be 128 pages in full colors, as much as in full color it is on the website. And, of course, with the Kickstarter, there are several pledge levels. So go ahead and check that out and support that. In addition to that, Jenny Everywhere Day for 2011 is coming up. This is going to be the 10th birthday of Jenny Everywhere since she was created back in 2003, August 13th. That is the day that she was born. She wasn't fully developed yet, but as like with any child, you have to develop it after it's born. So that determines the date that we picked. Ben Christensen of the Jenny Everywhere Chronicles and I Am Geek heads up Jenny Everywhere Day for the past two, three years, I think. Let's see here. There's some additional information, which you can check out at JennyEverywhereDay.com. If you would like to do something Jenny Everywhere, you have about 3 weeks from the time of this podcast. August 13th, 2011 is the deadline, if you want to be part of this Jenny Everywhere Day event. Or you can also check out the shifterarchive.com for a lot of examples of Jenny Everywhere over the past years, ever since 2003. Not fully updated as I really would like it, but there is a substantial amount there. You can also check the Wikipedia entry for some quick information as well, or feel free to email the Shifter Archive for any additional questions that you may have about the character. And that is about it for this test of the Webcast Beacon Newscast podcast. Something. I have no idea what I'm going to be calling this, but this is a test, and I'm glad that people have listened, and hopefully you check out more at the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com, including the Webcomic Beacon, the Tropecast, and Webfiction World.